Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
With me is Kimiko Soldati, traveling now with the 2006 Revolve Tour. Thank you for spending some time with me, Kimiko.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Kimiko, talk to me about your bio. It's very obvious by reading it that you are one determined lady who will deliver and do whatever it takes to rise to the top and be the best. Talk to us about when you were in the 2004 Olympics as a member of the U.S. diving team. What was that like?
Oh, you know, it was incredible being able to have a dream for your whole life and to have it realized and make the Olympic team was awesome. But really looking back on the whole thing, and even while I was in it, the Olympics was incredible, but I only did 5 dives. I mean, that's less than a minute of sport. So looking back, it was the journey and the process getting there and the obstacles and the challenges and the ups and the downs and the tears and the blood and the sweat that was shed to achieve that, you know, that ultimate end result of the Olympic Games was what really matters. It was the journey. It wasn't necessarily just the Olympic Games.
You know, talking about journey, seems like your journey has changed a wee bit lately, right? Because you've mentioned that you made the biggest dive when you dove into faith in Jesus Christ. Tell us more about that, Kimiko. How did that happen?
Absolutely. You know, that was the biggest step of faith in my life. I did not grow up as a Christian. I did not grow up in church, didn't know anything about God, didn't know you could have a relationship with Jesus, and I really didn't think I needed one. Didn't know why anybody would need one. I looked at it more as a crutch for people. And like, if you had religion or something like that, well, good for you if you need that, but not me. I mean, I don't need anybody. I don't need anything. I'm strong. I'm going places. I'm getting things done. And I was very successful at it. I mean, looking at me from the world, I was very, very successful, but I was missing something. And that one thing is actually what drew me to Christ. And what I saw in other people who I found out they were Christian, and I saw them, and I was like, oh, they have something different. They have something I want. And it was peace, because I didn't have it and I wanted it. And so when I moved down to I was actually down in the Woodlands, Texas training for the Olympic Games, and we were living with a family who were Christian, and they invited us to church, and church, you know, but I went, and I was amazed because the pastor, he was down in Conroe, and he was normal. He was real, and what he was talking about was applicable to my life, and so I just got a hunger, and God was, he was chasing me, but, you know, I started, okay, what's this Christianity thing about? So I started in Genesis and read the Bible, and I'm like, okay, well, I want more. I need to get this thing figured out. And I wanted to get it understood before I decided, okay, this is what I'm going to choose to believe. And I remember explaining to somebody that it was like I was looking into the room of Christianity, but I wanted to keep my foot out the door because I wanted to get it figured out before I stepped in. But, you know, that's not faith. And you have to actually step in and take that step of faith and let go of your control and admit to yourself, okay, I can't do this on my own. I need help. I'm going to step into this. I don't understand it, and it scares me. I don't really get it, but I'm going to choose by faith to trust Jesus to be my Savior and to be my Lord. And I tell you, whoa, he has taken me for a ride. If you would have told me 6 years ago I'd be sitting here talking to teen girls about Jesus Christ on this Revolve Tour, I would have said, you are crazy. So it is awesome. And you know, God's just so amazing in his sovereignty.
So talking about how he's grown your faith and that major dive that you took into the faith in Christ. Now, Kimiko, talk to me about the incredible way that he's growing your faith along the journey by being a part of the Revolve Tour.
It truly is amazing. Just after you start your relationship with Christ, you know, I mean, when I started it, I didn't get it because I thought, boom, everything should be different and I should feel different. But as I'm learning, it is a process and it is a relationship, and I'm getting to know God, and I'm growing closer to him and getting in his word. So that's where I'm finding my strength and finding God and growing closer to him. And Revolve is amazing because I am blessed and humbled that I get to actually give the gospel here at Revolve, and what an honor to be able to stand up there to these girls and explain the good news. You know, I'm talking to lost girls out there, and I was so there 5 years ago. I was sitting right in the thick of the world there and not understanding my need for a Savior. So Revolve is actually helping me. You know, I mean, there's all these Christianese words, you know, the sanctification. I'm growing closer, you know, becoming more like Christ. But it is, I mean, he's working on my faith through this. I mean, I really dug into the gospel and studied because I really wanted it to be very clear to these girls, and what a better thing to study. And God just took me through a journey being able to share the gospel with these girls. So he's awesome.
Kimiko, talk to us about the target that you're focusing on to pass along to the teen girls that you meet here and have a connection with at the Revolve Tour.
My message here is with Laura Wilkinson. She's a diver, and she's actually still training for the 2008 Beijing Olympics, and she's down in Houston, so she's from Texas, so we're cheering her on. And, you know, we get up there together, and we actually talk about friendship, because being a teen girl, it is really tough to have good friendships with girls. And so when we talk about love, it's about love, and it's about loving your friends and putting their needs before yours and being able to overcome those petty differences and the competition that goes on between women. So we get up there and we try to display that message of love and how what it looks like. And Laura and I are a physical example that they can look at and say, wow, if I don't do what I really want to do in my friendships, look at what kind of friendship I can have. You know, and they get to see that from Laura and I. And then obviously just with the gospel message, I just, you know, my target to these girls is, you know, we have a need and we need a Savior. And Jesus, man, he is awesome. He is not just like the fuzzy, soft guy you see holding children or, you know, petting lambs. You know, he is dynamic and he can revolutionize our lives, and he's real and dangerous and awesome.
Kimiko, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, how would they go about that?
Absolutely. I love getting emails, and I love being able to talk to people and fans and friends. I have a website. It's www.kimiko-usa.com. And I also have a MySpace out there. Mostly my website is what I use to just kind of share some of my life and pictures. And Laura has a website too. It's laurawilkinson.com.
Great information. Thanks. I appreciate that. And thank you for making a difference in the lives of so many teen girls who are here as a part of the Revolve Tour. Thanks, Kimiko.
Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.